is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the subterfuge in the universe. Set your theories free! We interrupt this news bulletin for an extra exclusive segment. Conspiracy theorists of the world, believers in the hidden hands of the Rothschilds and the Masons and the Illuminati, we skeptics owe you an apology. You were right. The players may be a little different, but your basic premise is correct. The world is a rigged game. That's a quote by Matt Taibbi. Okay, now onto the newsfeed. Julian Assange's cat may be safe, but Assange's arrest is clouded in controversy. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's April arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London provoked complicated reactions. One day after his arrest, the money went on the move. In February, it was announced that Ecuador would receive over $10 billion in loans from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Inter-American Development Bank, $4 billion of which was processed the day after Assange was arrested. Where all the money will eventually end up is anyone's guess. Was it convenient timing or staged for Assange to reveal his data dump in relation to the Russian hacking case and the Mueller report? What does he really have on Hillary? We cannot say for sure, but what we can confirm is Assange's cat is safe. Embassy Cat is the famed feline of Twitter and Instagram, who was left behind in the whistleblower's raid. WikiLeaks confirms that she remains safely in the hands of an Assange associate. Meow. And now, a word from our sponsors.
He's here! My mystery date!
Mystery date! Are you ready for your mystery date? Open the door for your mystery date.
It's Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. Mystery Date, will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery dating. So girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get mystery date.
Welcome back, folks. Let's get back to the conspiracies. April 15th. A day from hell. In perhaps the most frightening discovery, we've uncovered a day from hell. On this day, countless disasters have wreaked havoc around the globe, including some of history's most tragic and deadly events. The first example of this curse began on April 15th, 1865, with the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. 47 years later, on April 15th, 1912, the Titanic sank, resulting in the drowning of hundreds. In 1927, a mass flooding of the Mississippi River broke 147 levees and flooded 10 states. Again, in 1989, the Hillsborough disaster led to 96 sports fans being trampled to death at England's Hillsborough Stadium. In 2010, European flights were all grounded due to volcanic ash as eruptions in Iceland continue. Back in the States, on April 15, 2013, we witnessed the Boston Marathon bombing. 6 years later, here in 2019, we saw the tragic burning of Notre Dame de Paris. April 15th, 2020. Tax Day. What is the dealio with April 15th? Could it be a feast day of the Illuminati, where they must offer sacrifices? Is it cursed by the gods? Perhaps the most curious aspect, yours truly, Roger Walker Bigsby, entered the world on this cursed day in 1905. Could I be jinxed as well? The world may never know. in celebrity shape-shifting news. Have you noticed a celebrity acting slightly off? It's obviously because they're shape-shifting. Or died and were cloned. Here's the 411 on the humanoid front from Hollywood. Let's start with Beyoncé, as all things should, as she famously has been known for her Illuminati ties. Bizarre theorists claim Queen Bey died in 2000 and record label bosses cloned her using stem cells. On December 15, 2000, Eminem died in a car crash and came back as a clone and joined the gang of ultra-powerful Illuminati miscreants. In an interview with Barbara Walters back in December of 2013, Miley Cyrus transforms. If you watch carefully, you can see that her right eye pupil narrows into a vertical slit, much like that of a lizard. Justin Bieber let himself slip up in front of hundreds of fans, exposing himself as a giant reptile during his Australian Purpose Tour. I knew I never liked Bieber. To hell with the lizard people. Damn them all to hell town. Let's reveal another ruse with Bigsby's Beat of the Week. In a superstition that plagued some of the great composers of our time, the curse of the ninth is a conspiracy that continues to this day. See why? Some people believe composers were fated to die during or after writing their ninth symphony. Schubert, Vaughan Williams, Beethoven all died after completing their ninths. Could this explain the otherworldly intensity in Beethoven's ninth? Without question, stop at H, you fools! And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
For the safety of Raj Bigsby, his location will be undisclosed at this time. His life is at stake after reporting this episode of Retrotone News Minute. We are taking extreme precautions.